Brian Lehrer on WNYC. A few months ago, a police officer was driving around the Bronx when he noticed an animal that looked out of the ordinary. He managed to snap a picture, and he was right. It wasn't an ordinary possum or raccoon. Turns out the animal was a fisher, a large member of the weasel family. Fishers were common in the city hundreds of years ago, but were driven out after too many were hunted for their fur. And here with me now to talk fishers and other animals that are either new or returning to our area is Leslie Day, a New York City naturalist, teacher at the Elizabeth Morrow School, an adjunct faculty member at the Bank Street School of Education, and the author of The Field Guide to the Natural World of New York City. Hi, Leslie. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
And tell us a little bit about the fisher. What does one look like? How big is it? Where is it usually found?
Well, the fisher is in the weasel family. It's a marten, and it's the largest marten in North America. The males can grow up to be 4 feet long. They're extremely furry. They're arboreal creatures, so they live in the forest. They used to live on this island, but they were, as you said, they were hunted for their fur. And they withdrew to the northern part of the United States, right across northern New York, New England, Canada, and the West Coast, Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia. But
so far and so long ago that you don't even have an entry for fisher in your field guide to the city, right?
No. And this might just be a rare event like the coyote coming down. They need deep forest and canopy. They climb trees. They're crepuscular, so they hunt at dawn and dusk. And they feed on porcupines. They're the only animal that will kill and totally devour a porcupine, except for the hide and the quills.
Nice. Toothpicks. Does the fisher eat fish? No?
Now, that's so interesting. There used to be a member of the mink family called the sea mink, and it lived in the intercoastal waterways of New England, and it ate fish. And the New Englanders, the colonists, called it a fisher cat. And it was furry like this animal. And when they went further inland and they saw this animal, they continued to call it a fisher. But it does not eat fish. It does not live near the water. But the name stuck.
So there used to be wild porcupines in the New York area?
Oh, yeah. And they don't live that far away. You know, for 17 years I taught in Englewood, New Jersey, this wonderful school, the Elizabeth Morrow School. And I had a huge science classroom. And outside of my room, I would see coyotes and foxes and porcupines, you name it. And that's just over the George Washington Bridge, you know, a few miles from where we live now in Washington Heights.
I went hiking in Alpine at a Boy Scout reservation there not that many years ago, and there was a bear
outside the city. Yeah, the black bear is coming in, too.
So, listeners, have you seen a fisher in the city or another strange or unfamiliar animal that you want to tell us about? Citizen scientists, give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Have you seen any animals lately, especially if you live in the city? I mean, obviously, it's not unusual to see a bear in New Jersey. It's too usual as far as a lot of people are concerned, or deer or whatever. But if you're in the five boroughs, have you seen some wildlife that surprises you in recent times? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 for Leslie Day, author of The Field Guide to the Natural World of New York City. So how did this fisher wind up in the Bronx? Any theories?
Maybe it was near the New York Botanical Garden. Maybe it came down from Westchester. There's an old-growth forest in the New York Botanical Garden. I don't know. I haven't read of any theories. But I know that because we have so much parkland, so many green spaces, we attract all kinds of animals. I was giving a walk for the New York Historical Society in Central Park, and we saw bats flying around. And when I lived at the Boat Basin, I was walking through Riverside Park with my dog, and I stepped over what I thought was a stuffed animal, touched it with my foot. It was a huge bat. It opened its wings, it opened its mouth, and it was a hoary bat. And so because we have so many trees and so many parks, we attract these animals. It's their natural habitat.
Fishers are predators.
Yes, and they feed on squirrels. They'll probably feed on rats.
Do they like rats?
They'll be, rodents. They eat rodents. Porcupines are rodents, squirrels are rodents, rats are rodents. So in
Should
that way,
Should we be
it's
introducing
good.
Some fishers considering
so.
What's worry, going on in the city?
Yeah, I'd worry about house cats and little dogs. They're very fierce predators. When they attack a porcupine, they grab their face, and the porcupine will try to turn around and shoot their quills out. But the fish is so fast, it spins around and eventually kills it.
Rebecca in Morristown. You're on WNYC, a little outside the city. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi there.
And?
I have a question about an animal my daughter and I saw in our backyard here in Morristown about 4 summers ago, which when we looked online about this kind of large, brownish, long creature with a bottle brush tail, very shiny, very furry, all we could come up with was somebody's escaped pet Tasmanian devil, and about a year later figured out that it had probably been a fisher. Could that have been the case?
Could have. They have a very, very furry tail.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Is this an example of an animal making a comeback and adapting, given the right environmental conditions, or is this a one-off and we're not going to see another fisher in the city?
I have no idea. I mean, it could be that they are making a comeback and you'll see more of them, but I think it's more likely, like the coyote, that they find their way here. The habitat is really not very suitable for them.
Ben in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ben.
Hi. I was just calling in because last summer, I saw 2 raccoons behind a house in Fort Greene. And I was pretty startled. I couldn't imagine how they
Well, we have raccoons all over the city, living in almost every neighborhood. They sleep on fire escapes if there are no trees around. Along the Hudson River, they would den inside the rocks. They are just everywhere. They're in Central Park. They're in Fort Tryon Park and Inwood Hill Park and, I guess, Fort Greene Park, too.
Richie in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Richie.
Hello?
Hi, Richie, you're on the air.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What'd you see? Where?
So like, I was getting off the train at Union Square, and I was walking to a show I was doing, a comedy show, and I saw these people looking up at a traffic light, taking photos, and I was like, what are they taking pictures of? And then I focused, and there was a golden eagle perched right on top of a traffic light.
What makes you think it was a golden eagle?
Okay, so I didn't know. I took a photo of it, and then I showed my friend who just moved here from North Carolina, and he's claimed he knew eagles. He said, oh, that's definitely a golden eagle.
Well, I think it was probably more likely a red-tailed hawk, which are almost as big as eagles, and there's so many in New York City. I just finished my field guide to the birds of New York, which comes out next year, and I found out there are 40 red-tailed hawk nests throughout the five boroughs, 8 alone on Manhattan.
Tweet that picture at us, if you're willing, at Brian Lehrer, and we'll see. Leslie will take a look at it, and we'll retweet if it's a golden eagle.
Oh, consider it tweeted. Are eagles not that common in New York City?
The bald eagle will fly over during migration, and you'll see them on the Hudson River sometimes on ice floes in the winter. Golden eagles never. I mean, very, very rarely will they fly over. Extremely rare.
Richie, thanks. And anyone, tweet your unusual wildlife in the New York City area pictures at Brian Lehrer, and we'll retweet the good ones. Felicity in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Felicity.
Hi. I have a wild turkey that hangs around my backyard, and he's kind of a nuisance. And I've also had a possum that has come through my yard.
Well, why is he a nuisance?
Because he poops all over my patio.
Ah, yeah. So you have a hose, just wash it down. But they, wild turkeys are amazing birds, and they have definitely made a comeback. And there are several that have been seen throughout the city, many living in Staten Island.
Felicity.
Well, I thought he was very cute at first, and now I'm tired of cleaning up.
He's making a mess.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Good luck with your turkey. James in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, James.
How you doing, Brian?
All right.
I live in the Quab City area in Section 5. Now, that area lies more to the south, and as a result, it's near Pelham Parkway. But more importantly, it's near the Orchard Beach City Island hub.
Yep.
If you come down Pelham Park, there's a hub that you turn to go to Orchard Beach, one direction, Pelham Park. The white-tailed deer has been spotted in that area. I have a cousin who drives the MTA Express bus to City Island.
The BX-12.
He was the first person to report this to me. And he took me out there one day. We were driving around one evening. It was a winter evening. And it was about 8 p.m. And sure enough, there they were. I knew they were in Westchester, far down in White Plains, that area. I did not know. I can understand how they found their way down, coming along the Hudson River Parkway. They have the cover they would need to get into that area. They have no hunters, and their only natural enemy would be cars.
And you're connected to the mainland of the United States. You're not on any of the islands of the other boroughs. So naturally, you're going to see them there.
James,
I'm not surprised that that aspect I'm aware of. I had some experience in upstate New York, but I'm just kind of surprised they would come into an area this heavily populated in terms of high-rise buildings. Private home areas that I'm well aware of in Long Island.
They love gardens. They'll chew on trees and bushes. So you have all that there.
James, thank you very much. And one last comment before we run out of time. Hank from Gowanus writes on our website, before Sandy, I used to see a great blue heron come in with the fresh tide and fish by the Carroll Street Bridge. There were night herons as well. It has not returned, but recently I've been seeing an egret. Also in low tide, I saw a seagull dig into the Gowanus mud and bring up a bog crab. Certainly we see things like this, like in Jamaica Bay all the time.
Jamaica Bay, in the ponds in Central Park, in all the parks of New York City, we have wonderful waterfowl and herons and egret. I lead some tours for SciTour and Groupon, and we go out and find these animals every single summer. They migrate back to us.
Is it an indication of the return of the Gowanus?
Well, that would be nice.
So maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But we will leave it there for today. After the return of the Fisher to the Bronx, making news, we've been speaking with New York City naturalist Leslie Day, teacher at the Elizabeth Morrow School, an adjunct faculty member at the Bank Street School of Education, and author of The Field Guide to the Natural World of New York City. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.